The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Race to savings now at Menards. We have what you need to give your bathroom a fresh, updated look. Shop Menards' great selection of bathroom products from American Standard. No matter the size of your bathroom, American Standard offers a superior line of toilets, faucets, and more. Complete your bathroom update today with American Standard. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, it's Chris.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Chris vs. the People. I'm your host, Chris Clemens, and that was honestly the most formal of an intro I think I've ever done. Happy 40th episode. Now, this episode's coming out around Valentine's Day, so I thought this was the perfect time to make today's episode all about relationships and dating and things of that nature. I mean, we have A-list celebrities. We've got an almost kidnapping. I mean, there's really something for the whole family, so buckle up and let's get into this. However, before we get to the calls, I want to remind you to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, rate and review us 5 stars and leave a little comment. It helps us so much. Thank you. And then if you like video podcasts, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is linked in the episode description. I mean, we have something for the whole family. Like I said, you want audio? Boom. You want video? Pow. And then if you want an after show, honey, we do that also on patreon.com/Chris Clemens. We have a very wild one today. And for those of you who are members of the after show, you know the gerbil one. I bring it up constantly. I swear to God, I'm edging like the main episodes with it. But I think we're like almost on par with that today. So consider yourself warned. And with all the formalities out of the way, baby, we got our first call.
Hello.
Hi, V. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Oh, I love the energy you're bringing into this. Now, what wild date story do you have for us today?
I went on a date with a Chinese man.
Okay.
From college. Yep, yep.
Okay. You guys met at college?
No, actually, that's the funny thing. My friend goes to ASU. She was like, I like this guy in my class, and I want you to do like a double date for like a safety thing, right?
Okay.
And I was like, okay, like, I was like iffy on it. She like begged me for like 2 weeks, and I was like, okay, fine, like, I'll go. And she was like, great, great, great. You'll love him. Like, he's just your type.
Wait, so homegirl setting you up on a blind double date?
Yes.
That is genuinely a fucking insane thing for a friend to do. That's not a friend, babe. That is a full-blown enemy.
I'm kind of wondering that now, too, because it gets pretty worse. It gets pretty worse.
It gets pretty worse. I can't wait to hear what that is. Wait, I have to ask, what does him being Chinese have to do with it? It's just a descriptor.
No, you're good. Every time I would talk to him, he was very much on like, well, in China, we do this. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, oh. And like, also like, what he bring was totally crazy. Like, it was like, I can't even like explain it that way. It was just like, oh, he's from China, like, He's giving the country.
He's giving China? Girl, I don't think you can fucking say that. Like, did you hear that?
I know, but I heard that.
You literally just said it's giving China. That's like that person on Twitter who said, like, I'm in a very Chinese time of my life right now. Like, what?
Oh, no. No, I've gone out with Chinese men, but they were very much on, like...
No, baby, it's...
They weren't racist.
No, I don't think... I'm not painting you as anything. I'm just asking questions. Let's just...
No, you're good.
Let's just keep the car driving.
Right. So, she was... I was like, okay, what's his, like, Instagram? I want to see what he looks like.
How did your friend know of this guy?
She met the guy that she liked in her class.
Right, but how did she find your potential bachelor?
Because she asked him. She was like, oh, I want to go on a date with you. Do you have anyone for my friend?
Oh, my God. So it's like her crush's friend.
Yes.
Okay, got it. I have the family tree fully painted.
And so I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, well, you'll meet him in person. Don't worry.
Well, no, babe, we're going on a blind double date, which is a phrase that I've never heard in my 32 years of life. And you're telling me I'm going into it literally raw?
Yep. Mind you. My first ever date ever.
Oh, I mean, at least they could only go up from here.
Yeah.
Okay, so why was the date so bad? I mean, besides the obvious.
Mind you, also, my friend left me there with him. Just keep that in mind.
Okay, well, that was never in mind. But now that it is, what the fuck?
Yeah. She told me, she walked up to me during the date too and was like, hey, me and my crush, we're having a good time. We're going to go head up back to the dorms. And I was like, okay, so I can leave. And she was like, no, you guys are having a great time. You can stay.
This is feeling like a sorority or fraternity, like hazing thing that she's going through. Like,
yeah.
So she is leaving the date, but she's forcing you to stay.
Yeah.
Right.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, and then what happens?
So his whole, like, personality, like, switched. And he was like, you're pretty cute, but I would never do it with the chubby girl. But I'll make an exception for you. And I was like, oh. All
right. No, for sure. I mean, I give him an A+ for confidence. Having that be the icebreaker?
Yeah.
I mean... Babe, he's got balls the size of this table. On the other hand, that is fucking insane to say to someone, let alone as the cold open on your first date.
Yeah. That's what in my head, I was like, oh, he really didn't have to say that to me, but all right, sure.
Oh my God.
But during that day, we went through, like, what are your hobbies? I was like, oh, I told him two things. I was like, I go to, like, rave night clubbings, and I go to karaoke, hang out with friends. This dude decides to go. So, have you ever been to the gentleman's club? And I was like, huh? And he was like, yeah, have you ever been to the gentleman's club? And I was like, what is that?
Is he referring to a strip club?
Yup. You nailed it. Yup. Yup.
Oh my God.
Yup.
That is crazy to call them gentleman's club. Like, that's, even if the name has gentleman's club in it, it's just a strip club. Like, let's call a spade a spade.
And I was like, the gentleman's club? And he was like, yeah, you know, like, girls get naked. And I was like, do you mean the strip club?
Did you guys go to a strip club on your first date?
No, thank God, no.
Why? That sounds like a fucking great first date. Are you kidding? I mean, it's, once again, an insane take. But, I mean, like... That's fun.
Oh, no, trust me. I live for the girls, but he was such, like, a weirdo with that, like, he was, like, you know, the strip club, like, grin to grin, like, you know, like, smile real big.
Oh, this is giving, like, I've never seen a naked person before that I do know.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I haven't. And he was like, oh, in China, here's some videos. And he pulls up his phone and shows me videos of strippers in China.
But did they bring the pink Lamborghini to race in China? Did they bring the Wraith to China? Oh, wait, just kidding. Fuck her. Oh, God. I hate life. Anyways, so I'm assuming you didn't go on a second date.
We did.
Girl, what do you mean we did? What did you do on the second date? Go to Vegas?
Girl, wish he's broke. But okay, so he told me too. He was like, oh, like we can go, I have reservations for an art museum. And I was like, oh, that's fun. Like, it's like right by, because I live in Arizona. I was like, oh, it's right by my house. Like, that's cool. He was like, no, not that one. And I was like, okay, like, what are you talking about? And he was like, it's walking distance. And I was like, where are we walking to? Chris, he takes me to the ASU Art Museum. And I don't know if you know this, but that shit's free.
And, like, that's okay? Like...
That's okay until he starts being racist to the paintings. Yeah.
What? Like, he's like saying slurs to the inanimate paintings on the wall?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like what?
Like, okay, so...
Well, don't say them. Like, girl, I'm... Okay. Don't say it's giving anything, okay? Like, just...
Oh. You want me to, like, just tell you what the painting was?
No, but, like, what were... Like, who were his targets? Like, what is he saying, like... I know that, like, I realize that I'm asking you to say. So he's just saying slurs to paintings?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, at whisper level? Like, room?
Outdoor voice.
Outdoor voice?
Full outdoor voice.
Oh, my God. Okay, I mean, why did you go on the second date in the first place?
Because I'm lonely, and I'm like, might as well.
Oh, that was upsetting.
yeah.
Just kidding. Okay, so did you, like, what did you do in that situation?
I kept moving rooms with him. Like, I kept, like, sneaking off to different rooms because I couldn't handle it anymore. I really couldn't.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did you report back to your friend and you're like, bitch, what the fuck was that? I never want to see him again. He's insane.
Oh, yeah. I was like, you set me up with a fucking weirdo. Come on, girl. And she was like, oh, really? Is he that bad? And also, too, I've kept her updated from the past dates I had with him. And she was like, really? That bad?
Yeah. He called Salvador Dali a bleep.
No.
Like, hello?
Yeah. And I kept talking to him for 3 months, too. And it was... What? Like, I don't even know why.
Wait. Whoa. I mean, I don't know what I want you to do with the car. Back the fuck up or put it in park completely. What do you mean talk to him for 3 more months?
Yup. No, you heard that exactly. 3 more months. Yup. I dealt with his bullshit. Yup.
I mean, if that was what y'all were dealing with after 2 dates, what did he do after 2 months?
A lot of weird text messages going back and forth with me going, okay, sure. Just him talking to himself.
Were you guys just texting or were you like going on dates in those 3 months?
We were going on dates in those 3 months too. And it was also like...
Girl, what the fuck? I mean, you win the like golden what the fuck award.
Yup.
Girl. Oh.
Yup.
Oh, my God. How many years ago was this?
Oh, this was, like, last year. This was, like, November. Or, no, October.
Girl, that wasn't last year. That was fucking 4 months ago.
Yup.
So, did you guys just break up if it was 3 months from October?
Yup. Yeah.
Girl, you buried the fucking lead, like, approximately 4 different times.
Yeah, like...
Okay, girl, yeah, you really do win the Golden What the Fuck Award.
Yeah, it was bad.
My final question is, what did you learn from this situation? I am afraid to ask.
I learned to not trust my friend. She's on probation from me. And, like, speak up, girl, like, because all the shit that he told me, I was like, oh, okay, sure. Which now I'm like, I was a fucking dumbass, like, you know.
You said it, girl. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, girl, I'm praying for you, to be perfectly honest. I don't even pray, but I'll do it just for you.
Oh, Thank you, girl. Let's hope I'm not back on here because I'm seeing a Korean guy right now. Not seeing, but you know.
Okay, I'm really interested in your Asian fetish. It's very interesting, but we'll get into that in a future episode.
Maybe. But it's not even like all Asian. It's my friends would be like, oh, we think he's cute. Here you go. And I'm like, what do I do with him? I don't know what to do with him.
But do you know that you can say, no, I'm not interested, or no, I don't want to, or I don't know him?
See, that's what I need to do. It's so hard to say no to my friends.
Oh my God, girl. Think of Neville Long. Oh my God, that's also canceled. Jesus Christ. Okay. I mean, like, what's the quote? Standing up to your enemies is one thing. Standing up to your friends is another. Like, I get it. But if they're your friends... Like, girl, you shouldn't be going on dates because you don't know how to say to your friends that you don't like someone. That's like, you are the final boss of people pleasing. This is crazy.
Yeah. It's so bad, Chris. It's so bad.
Girl, go to bed. I'm afraid to learn more about you, honestly. I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you for coming on and opening up today's episode with this one.
Period. Clock it.
Consider it clocked. All right. Over and out, Diva.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too. Y'all. I love hearing about people's dumb bitchery. Like, just knowing that I'm in my safe place of not having to be involved in the dumb bitchery, I like that was purely entertaining. Oh my God, does it sound stressful as fuck? Yeah, babe. I don't know what your pharmaceutical combination is, but share that little life hack. I have never felt so lucky to be in a relationship. Oh my God, after hearing that. No offense, though. Like, you know, I mean that with like love. Concern, but we're gonna put that aside because we have our next caller.
Hello.
Hi, Eve. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. What dating story are we talking about today?
Okay, Chris. So the dating story we're talking about today is the time I went on a Bumble date and this guy literally almost tried to kidnap me. And then the next day he tried to get with my roommate and sleep with her.
Okay, I mean, the first part was a little bit of a classic. I was like, okay, a Bumble near kidnapping kind of date. I've heard that one before. The moving right on to the next victim and the victim being your roommate is wild work.
Yeah, no, I've never experienced this in my entire life. Like, it'll probably traumatize me for the rest of my life.
I'm so sorry. I like honestly just went nonverbal for a second. So you guys met on Bumble. What like attracted you to him? Like how did we get from point A to point Q?
Yeah, like a little backstory, just a quick one. Like I never thought I'd be the type of girly to be on dating apps, you know?
Why? Do you think you're better than me?
No, I'm a shy person.
I'm just giving you shit, girl. Nobody pictures themselves being on dating apps. I mean, come on.
Yeah, no. So I have, just backstory, I have like this bestie. She's definitely, you know, she calls herself a hoe. She's my little hoe bestie.
I'm so afraid to hear where this is going.
No, so she's on dating apps. My roommates are on dating apps. They have their boyfriends. And, you know, I was just getting to the point of, like, everybody's got a partner or someone they're talking to. And I'm just, like, sitting here, you know, being the single one.
But do you enjoy being alone? Or are you, like, peer pressured into feeling like you want someone?
No, like, I liked being alone. But at some point, I was actually like really starting to get lonely and like I was always working a full-time job or two jobs or three jobs. And I was like, you know what? I need to start going out there. I need to start socializing and like trying to flirt with people and, you know, and get my groove on.
Get your groove back, girl.
Yeah, exactly. So I got on Bumble and Hinge. I just did the two because I was like, I'm not doing Tinder. We all know where that fucking goes.
Says the person who almost got kidnapped on Bumble.
right.
You swallowed your foot there a little bit.
Yeah. So I got on Bumble and He was just like in the local area. You know how Bumble has like they match you with people in your area, kind of it's near you. And he was just one of the ones that had commented on one of my photos about like my tattoos and stuff. So that was just kind of how we started just like doing like a small chit chat.
Right. But what attracted you to him? Was it him literally responding to your tattoos?
No, like he did have a couple nice photos and he was about like going outdoors and like hiking and he was into music and...
Oh my God, it's because he wants to bury people out in a forest and then play music to cover up the sounds of the shovel.
Yes, exactly. Oh my God. Now that I think about it, yes.
Like, no shit, he loves outdoor activities. I mean...
Yeah. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, it was just, like, it started off just me, like, kind of just messaging a couple people, and he was one of them, and just doing, like, brief conversations and stuff. And it was on a Sunday, because I remember I was just with that friend up in Canada, because she was meeting her Hinge boyfriend she met.
Oh, my God, y'all are taking this thing international. She went international, you almost got shipped internationally.
She did. So, like, we had just came back from Canada, and he had messaged me something, and I was replying to it. And he was like, oh, how is, because I kind of told him, like, oh, I'm with my friend. We went up there to meet her boo, and, like, we went to a concert and everything. So it was just, like, a little mini trip. And I was like, oh, I just got back, you know, just chilling for the night. And he had asked me, because one of my tattoos is from Studio Ghibli, like the Japanese animation movies. And he was asking me which one my favorite one was. So we kind of started talking about that. And he was just like, oh, we should meet up sometime and, you know, watch a movie. And like, oh, my God, you're so funny. Like the way he kind of texted was really weird. Like he would send me not just like a paragraph. It would be like a line, send, another line, send, a word, send.
Oh, my God. Okay. You're clocking the way I text. Oh, my God.
It was just weird in the sense it would be like...
Not you calling me fucking weird in HD. Like, oh my God, in audio and video form. Fuck.
Sorry, Chris. I love you so much.
No, girl, it's okay. We can have different opinions. That's the beautiful thing. Well, while we still can, I guess. Anyways.
Well, and like, he wasn't white. He was Asian. So I kind of thought maybe it was just because of the way, like, he texted or, like, you know, I don't know.
What is happening? Asian men are not getting a good rap in this fucking episode. Oh my God.
No, I mean.
No, our last caller literally went on a date with an Asian guy. And at first I was like, oh my God. Okay.
Oh my God.
Anyways. So
I just mean it. And like, you know, like your immigrant's parents texting you and they call you like by your first name. And then the sentences are like swapped.
You just thought it was cultural differences.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we were just texting and then all of a sudden he was like, actually like, cause I told, I didn't have a car at the time. Like I had no groceries or anything. So he's like, you know what? He's like, why don't we go? Because we live near this pier. Like, there's a pier with a lake probably a few miles down from, like, where we live, like, our city. And he's like, why don't we go to the pier? I'll get us sandwiches and, like, coffee or a drink. And we can just sit there and, like, hang out for a little bit. And honestly, I was like, sure. Like, free food. Like, free dinner right there.
Oh, my God. No. I mean, it sounds lovely. What a beautiful little cute romantic gesture.
Oh my God. Yeah. So, and I wasn't doing anything for the rest of the day. Like I had work the next day. I was like, man, I just like fourth wheeled on like my best friend and her Hinge boy. I'm like, maybe I should just, you know, take my chances and meet up with this guy and like, just see how it goes and get free food out of it, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like kind of put myself out there. And right off the bat, he's like, so I was like, okay, sure, like, only for a couple hours, you know, I have work the next day, like, I really just, I'm, like, so tired from, like, traveling and crossing the border and everything, and he was like, oh, yeah, no big deal, like, we'll just take it casually, I'm not even gonna dress up, like, let's just, like, be, like, casual lounge, like, where, we'll just go to the park, and I was like, okay, cool, and then, like, all of a sudden, he's like, so what's your address, like, where do you live, and I was like, oh, crap. I was like, I'm not going to give you my house address, but like I could, you know, I was like, well, I don't have a car. So like, I'll have to like, just get a ride over to the pier. And he was like, oh no, I can pick you up. And I was like, no, it's okay. Like, you know, first thing in my head, like I live with two roommates, like girls, like I'm not going to give this random ass man my house.
No, I mean, you shouldn't do that for a numerous amount of reasons. Definitely that being one of them. But I'm proud of you on that regard.
So persistent that he needed my address because he was going to come pick me up. And I was like, no, it's okay.
So how did you get to the pier?
So actually, so he was so persistent on it. I was like, you know what? I lived across the street was like a mall plaza. It was like a TJ Maxx.
Yeah, it's a strip mall kind of vibe.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I made up this thing because I was like, you know what? I have an interview in a few weeks. I was like, I'm going to be at TJ Maxx, like shopping for like these interview clothes. So like, just pick me up at TJ Maxx.
Period.
And he was like, okay, cool. Yeah, like I'll see you then or whatever. So he picks me up at TJ Maxx.
His Max Denista in shining armor.
Yeah. It was just like right off the bat, like just you could tell his photos were like kind of like edited, like as soon as you saw him in person, like right off the bat.
Are any of your photos edited?
Huh?
Are any of your photos edited?
No, but I put in like the, you know, I'm very insecure about my acne and stuff. So, you know, I have like just a little tiny filter here and there.
Okay. Like I'm just giving you shit. Wait, what did he do to his though that like greatly altered?
Like a couple of his were like him standing like on like outside, like posing in front of a building, but it was kind of like dark out, so you couldn't see like
the building is warped and he has a BBL and you're like, why are the bricks so curved in this architecture?
Like, I don't know, he looked like, okay, he did look like his photos, but then when you look at, when I saw him, I was like, wait, like there's like, it wasn't completely the same. I don't know.
Okay.
I was like, okay, but so, give him the benefit of the doubt, you know. I was like, whatever, it's okay.
Totally. So he picks you up at TJ Maxx.
Yeah, so he picked me up at TJ Maxx. We drive over to this pier, and it was fine. Like, I was like, okay, like, he got us food and drinks, so that was sweet and everything.
Oh, that's so cute.
The first thing that I had realized is when we got to the pier, he was talking about how he had, he has, like, two different cars or whatever, and he switches the mile or, you know, like, switches the miles between the two and the gas between the two, blah, blah, blah. So we're in his older car and I couldn't open the door. Like I couldn't open the passenger door.
Yeah, that is a classic tale as old as time red flag.
And then he proceeded to tell me like, oh, like, well, years ago, like, when we had pets or whatever, I modified the doors just in case, or something about, I can't remember exactly what he said, but you can only open the passenger door from the outside the way he did it. So you can't, like, it's almost like if the indoor, like, thing was broken.
Right.
Like the handle or the door itself.
So that's scary.
I was like, what the like in the back of my head, I was like, oh, that's fucking weird, but okay. Like, I was like, okay, whatever. Like, we're in a public space. At this point, I was just kind of like, you know, he's cute. It's a nice gesture. We definitely could be friends, but like, I would never.
Oh, you had already friend zoned him in your mind before you even got to the fucking date.
I did.
Oh,
I feel so bad, but I did.
So
I knew
funny.
Like it wasn't like it was just kind of weird. I already had this weird vibe and then that happened and I was like, okay. And then we get to the pier. That part was fine. Like we were talking about like his work, my work, traveling, jobs, family, you know, just talking about whatever. And like the one weird thing too, I remember was we were talking about school because I was in school at the time and it was on my profile. And he's like, oh, we went to the same, like we're in the same online school. And I was like, you go to the same one? And he was like, oh, yeah, I do, like, tech, like, I'm in for tech and stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. I was like, well, how are you, I'm asking the basic questions. And one of it is like, you have an advisor and they call you every week to discuss like your plans, your grades, your like classes. And like, he was like, oh, you don't like just email your advisor? I was like, no, they require you to talk on the phone with your advisor like every week. And he's like, I only email mine like every 6 months or so. So it's something like that, that I was like, that's weird, because like, I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of a George class at our school.
Yeah, I'm like, you're telling me you've gone to the same school, but this is like, what? Like, I've never heard of this, but I was like, okay, and I kind of just like, was like, oh, okay, cool.
So where does the almost kidnapping come in?
Okay, this is the point. So we get back in his car, and...
Wait, did you ever get out of the car? Did we learn that?
Yeah, we got out of the car.
Oh, okay.
And we were in the park eating and stuff.
Okay, sorry. I just needed to make sure you got out.
Sorry. So we're back in the car, and we were just going to drive around just for a tiny little bit because we were talking about something, like, we're just still talking. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I want to be home soon, because, like, this was just going to be a quick hangout. Like, I got work, blah, blah, blah. And next thing I know, because I'm, like, scrolling on my phone as we're talking, we're just, I'm just doing whatever. And I, like, look up, and we're, like, a town out already. Like, we're already, like, out of our city.
Where did he say he was taking you?
He didn't say he was taking me anywhere. Like, we were just going along. We have this, like, in my town, we have this long stretch of road that's not a freeway, but it's called, like, it's a highway, but it's a road that, like, goes through the entire state.
Oh, girl. Oh, my God. You got on an interstate?
Not an interstate. It's called, a highway, but it's not a highway. It's just something that connects, like, the cities and, like, halfway up the state, it connects the cities. Like, you can take it all the way up to Canada.
Well, honestly, if America continues on its path, I very well may.
Yeah, so we're like, and I knew, like, and so all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I was like, we're already in blah, blah, blah. I was like, where are we going? Like, and this is where it changed. He was like, oh, so my parents own like this cabin on this lake.
Nope.
And nope. I think we should go there.
Nope. Abso-fucking-lutely not. You can't have a door that doesn't open from the inside and then drop the cabin fact. What?
I'm not kidding, Chris. Like, I'm literally a horror series documentary girly. Like, I love true crime. And the minute he said this, he was like, yeah. He's like, how we were talking about my family always travels and stuff. Like, well, we have this cabin on this lake, and I really want to show you. And, like, this is where we hang out, and we have all our, our games, and we have this huge fire pit, and we go here on holidays, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I think we should go. And I was like, what?
I think you should drop me back off at the fucking TJ Maxx where I live.
Exactly. And I was like, wait, we're just going to do a short hangout. I was like, it's already almost like 6:30. Like, it was getting like 6:30, 7 o'clock. I was like, it's already getting late. I was like, weren't we going to do this? Like, weren't we just going to do like a quick hangout? I was like, this should be something like on another day when we're both free, and like we have, earlier in the day and more time. Like, I was, I was trying to play it up a little bit of like, oh, our next hangout. And he was like, no, I think we really should go.
And you're like, no, I really think it should be another date.
Yeah, I was, like, telling him, I was like, no, I was like, we really should get back, I was like, didn't you say you had some stuff to do? And, like, and then, like, me and my roommates, like, have these TV show days where we watch, like, Big Brother together and stuff.
Totally,
and
yeah.
And I was like, oh, if we're, like, me and my roommate, I was like, I'm pretty sure, I was like, I totally forgot me and my roommates were going to be watching Big Brother tonight. It's on my account, so, like, it's usually on my, my YouTube or Paramount, whatever the hell it was on. And I was like, I really should be back soon because, it's something we do like every week. We never miss out. And like, I really feel like this would be a great other day of like, we can pack snacks. Like, I was doing the whole rundown.
No, you were fucking selling like it was QVC and you had 10 seconds left of your spot.
Yeah. And he was like, his behavior was getting weird. He's like, well, I'm already driving there.
I would have said, turn your fucking doorless that doesn't open car around and get me the fuck back to Big Brother night.
Yeah, I was like, we can do this another time. I was like, we're not even that far from like our, you know, it was a city out, but we really were only 25 to 30 minutes away at that point. I was like,
so did he turn around? Are you alive? Are you at the cabin? Tell us where you are.
We're going up there, and I remembered this bitch, my friend. She goes to church, and she has a church up in the same city, and we have locations shared with each other. So I had peeped her location real quick because I was like, she has my location, so I'm about to text this bitch in a second and be like, get me ASAP. And she was at church, like 15 minutes away. So I told her, call me and pretend that I have your fucking ID. Like, I still had her ID when we crossed the border or something. And she's like, why? I was like, don't ask questions. Just call me and tell me you need your ID. So she calls me and I answer it. And I was like, oh my God, it's my friend. And she's like, hey, babe, like, I'm pretty sure I left my ID with you, like, my driver's license with you, and I need it. And I was like, oh my God, let me check my bag. And I, like, kind of, like literally I didn't even like show him. I kind of just put my hand in and was kind of searching, like pretend searching. And I was like, oh my God, it's right here. And I was like, where are you right now? I was like, are you at your house? And she said, no, I'm at church. Like, can you come and like, are you able to come and get it? Or I can come to your house tonight and like after church and swing by. And I was like, honestly, I was like, well, I'm out with a friend and we're just driving around. I was like, which church are you at? Because there's two that she goes to. And she's like, oh, I'm here. And I was like, perfect. We'll stop by.
Period. So you stopped by the church and then suddenly you were religious.
We stopped by the church, Chris. And I swear to God, I walked over to her and her parents real quick. And I whispered in her ear. I was like, you need to get me like from this guy. And he was so hesitant about it after I got on the phone with her. He was like, but why? And I was like, I have her ID. Like, you know, she needs it. And like, I had it because we were crossing the border and I just put it in my bag. I was like, we should just stop by. I was like, we only have to stop by just for a few minutes to give her ID.
Wow, girl, I am so glad that you fucking made it. Somebody cue Chapel around the subway. She got away. Anyways, that was my audition, judges, for American Idol.
The crazy thing is I had to tell her dad that I didn't know this guy. And we were just like, I literally just straight up told him, I just met this guy. Please tell him that he needs to go home.
In a place of worship, too. Wow.
I mean, a place of worship.
Everybody in that church was turning their prayers to you. They said, let's all pray for this.
No, I literally have never gone to church. I don't really fuck with people. Like, you know, I don't fuck with church, but I'm like, let me just pray right here and now. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that like.
No, you're like, do you guys by chance need any more nuns? I'm down to join the cause. Wow. Well, I'm glad you made it out. And thank you so much for telling this on today's episode.
Of course.
I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So I'm never downloading Bumble. Well, actually, I can't because I'm banned from Bumble because people reported me for catfishing quite literally as myself. So that was pretty cool. And what's also pretty cool is we have another caller. Now, before we carry on with the rest of today's episode, I'd like to thank our sponsor. The fastest growing businesses aren't doing more, they're delegating smarter. Upwork helps you bring in expert freelance help fast so you can delegate and keep moving. One of the biggest growth hacks is realizing you don't have to do it all yourself. I know that that is the case for me. And that's where Upwork comes in. If you don't know, Upwork is a one-stop platform to find, hire, and pay expert freelancers across the web and software development, data and analytics, marketing, business operations, and more. Upwork makes it easy to bring in the right freelancer when you need them so you can stay focused on what you do best. Me, of all people, understands the importance of hiring freelancers to do jobs so that I can focus solely on what I do best. Upwork helps grow your business by giving you fast access to specialized talent across 125 plus categories so you can fill skill gaps, launch projects faster, and scale support up or down without committing to full-time headcount. You can browse profiles, review past work, and get help scoping the role so you can hire with confidence and get started quickly. With Business Plus, you can access the top 1% of talent on Upwork, and with AI-powered shortlisting, you'll get matched to the right freelancer in under 6 hours, which means no endless searching required. What I especially love is that Upwork also cuts down operational hassle by handling things like contracts and payments in one place, so again, you can spend more time running the business. Thousands of growing businesses already trust Upwork to hire flexible, high-quality freelance talent for everything from one-off projects to ongoing support. It's free to sign up, and posting a job is easy. So go visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That is Upwork.com to connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com. All right, we've got some pretty interesting calls to get to, so let's get back to the episode.
Hello.
Hi, C. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. What crazy dating, romantic relationship story do you have?
Let me pull up my notes. So I had just moved across the country.
Okay.
And after, you know, pretty much dating and being exclusively with women my whole life, I was like, you know what? Let's give men a try. Obviously, that was my first mistake.
Oh my God. Okay. So you had never, ever been with a man?
Not once. No.
Whoa. Okay. What coast did you move from and which one to?
I moved from the East Coast to like the middle of the country. So I moved to Texas, essentially.
Ooh, wow. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to force that out of you. I could tell that you did not want to admit that one.
Listen, I loved my time in Texas, but it is...
You had to giddy up right on out of there.
Girl, and I moved back to the East Coast.
You went to Texas and basically became straight?
Listen, I never thought about it that way, but yes.
Well, babe, I mean, the silence is loud. I'm dead. Holy shit. Not you being a victim of conversion therapy.
Yes.
I'm crying. You're like, oh, I was never supposed to know that, Chris.
You know, it's another talking point with my therapist.
I love that you describe Texas as a coast. That's like work, girl. I'll take what she's having. So you're in Texas and you're straight now.
Yeah, unfortunately. Download, you know, dating apps and started matching with some people. And I matched with this tech bro who is, you know, in town for the weekend. I was like, great.
Was he Asian by chance?
No.
Okay, when you hear this episode, you'll understand.
Okay. Okay. I was like, what an odd question.
No, it's definitely an odd question, but once again, when you hear this episode, you'll go, oh, that's what we call in the comedy world a callback.
Got it. I was like, perfect. One night stand material. I never have to see this man again.
Love that mentality. Go, girl.
Right? And so he booked me an Uber to his hotel, sent me to the wrong hotel, and had to walk about 5 blocks to find the right one.
I would have said, order me another Uber if I'm worth it. I'm not walking 5 blocks in these shoes, honey, or in any shoes, honey, because you're ordering me a second Uber.
Honestly, I was not smart enough, and I was honestly too like shy to ask, so I just walked.
I will say, I think it's very kind he got you an Uber on like there, like... Take note, man.
Oh, 100%. And considering like the city that we were living in, or I was living in at the time, it was, you know, expensive. And so I see him for the first time, and he's a little bit, to say it like politely, a little bit more squirrely than I was expecting, but relatively attractive
What an incredible description. Like, A plus plus, two pluses.
Thank you.
Plus squared. Like, incredible.
I'm putting that journalism degree to work.
For the first time in years, because journalism's dead, because we are in a fascist country. It's funny, because it's true.
It's a hellscape.
Anyways, back to Texas, unrelated.
Yes, back to Texas. And so we go back to his hotel room. We have some uncomfortable small talk, watch a movie, you know, the things that you would normally do. And I'm already nervous as fuck because I had never slept with a man before.
And you didn't tell him that, did you?
Oh, God, no. No, I did not.
Okay. Also, did this guy not have pictures on his profile?
He did. They must have been old.
Right. Okay.
Like, you know.
You're like, they were expired.
Yes. That is a fabulous way of putting it.
They were expired.
Expired and tired, frankly. And so, you know, we get down to business.
What was the move? How did you guys get down to business? Was it like a movie and then you suddenly start, like, I find it so fascinating when dates like hook up on like the one, like one night stands are fascinating to me because like, mm-hmm. Is it an agreed thing between the two of you? Is one of you awkward about it? Like, I think that to me is so funny, honestly. Okay. So you guys get down to business.
Yes. And so, you know, it was fine. Nothing to write home about.
No, it rarely is.
Right. So, and he finishes and, you know, immediately starts acting like a little funny. And so he then leans over the bed and vomits all over the floor. I'm in a state of shock as this is happening.
You're like, I am cum-filled and confused.
Yeah. And also now nauseous. And so...
was it like a lot of vomit? Like what? Like what?
A shocking amount. And, you know, he's apologizing profusely. He gets up, vomits again, you know, continues to apologize profusely, slips and falls.
On the vomit?
Yes.
Was he drunk?
No, we were both stone cold fucking sober.
Like, he didn't drink before you got there? Like, he didn't give drunk vibes?
Uh-uh.
What?
No, we were both, like, stone cold sober. I think the only thing we had had to drink was, like, I think I had a water, and then I don't know what he was doing.
You're fucking crazy.
Yeah, oh my God. I like to live on the edge. And so he, you know, covers up the vomit, still apologizing profusely, and, you know, goes and takes a shower. I'm still... you know, nude.
And making eye contact with two separate vomits.
Yes. Two.
You're looking vomit right in the eye.
I was, and it was so disgusting.
It was camp.
Honestly, it kind of was, and that's the sad part. And so
what did he say after he got out of the shower?
Oh, I immediately had him call an Uber, and I went home.
You're like, I'm not going to stick around for them to find the crime scene. No way.
God, no. I didn't want to be in like a vomit-covered room. I was like, you're going to call me an Uber back to my place. And
off you went on your merry way. Was that your first and your last time with a man?
Unfortunately, no. I also saw him again and then have had subsequent boyfriends. But now I'm like, you know what? Dating is not for me.
Wait, what?
I know.
Oh my God, we have some serious contenders for the Golden What the Fuck Award today. I mean, what the fuck?
It is genuinely my biggest regret.
How many more times did you see Mount Vesuvius?
Just once.
Okay. So like three more times?
No, I swear to God, on my life, it was just one more time.
You're like, please, you have to believe me, please.
The words to describe the situation, it was just so bizarre. And because I had never slept with a man before, there was a small part of me where I was like, is this just something
that happens?
Men do after sex that nobody fucking told me about?
That's fucking incredible. Are you kidding? That's so fucking funny.
I texted my like my guy friends. I was like, does this happen? And they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Obviously not.
I feel like fucking RuPaul right now after someone tells him a fucking chicken cross the road joke. Oh my God. You texted your straight guy friends and said, hey, do you also vomit after you come?
That's not how I put it, but yes.
But I mean, that's when you boil it down, it's... That's crazy. Like, that's...
I was just in such a state. I was like, this has to be not just a this happens to me thing.
Oh my God, I'm... Like, actually, like, crying. That is so fucking funny. I mean, like, it sounds crazy, and, like, I am sure it wasn't funny at the time, but, like, oh, my God. I didn't even think about that aspect of it, of, like, is this the baseline of male sex?
Yeah, it is.
Girl, I'm obsessed with you. Thank you so much for sharing this today. I mean, this is everything.
You are so welcome.
Wow, I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. I definitely will. It feels good to share this tragedy plus time equals comedy story with somebody.
Have you not told other people this story? You're sitting on a gold mine, honey.
I have told my friends, like my close friends, but it's one of those things where I'm kind of like a little bit embarrassed to talk about it. But it also happened so long ago at this point that I'm like, somebody has to hear about this because it's fucking hilarious.
No, it's really so funny. And I'm so glad that you shared it with us. So thank you.
Well, of course.
I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Well, you as well. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me about
this. Oh my God. No, the pleasure is all mine, truly. I hope you have a good... Or wait, I just said that. Sorry, I'm a little stoned.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with that.
I know, it's perfectly legal. Okay. Anyways, thank you again, and I hope you have a good night.
Bye.
Bye. This is... Guys, this is such a fun episode today. Like, I am, each caller just gets more and more, and I mean this with the most love, deranged. Like, it's, I'm obsessed with this. Like, I love y'all down bad. Thank you for being the people to Chris First the People. I really mean it. Now, before I start causing myself to cry, we have our very next and final call of the episode.
Hello.
Hi, Margot. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. What crazy dating story are you coming at us with? I had so much trouble saying that.
You got it. You did good.
Thank you.
I had an insane run-in with a very well-known A-list celebrity.
Oh.
It involves weird texts, weird voice notes, and a GIMP mask.
A what mask?
GIMP. You know, like the...
Oh. Oh, right. Just one of those. Oh my God, I thought you were talking about like a fucking like COVID mask. Like that's where my mind went to. I was like, okay.
No.
Whoa. Okay.
No,
so
full latex.
How did you get in touch with said A-list celebrity?
Wasn't me. It was all him. I used to have a public Instagram account. I'm not like, no followers. I work at a daycare, like nothing. But I got a random DM one day while I was at work after changing diapers. That was a bunch of glitter emojis and telling me I looked really good in camo.
Oh my God, I want to know who this is so fucking badly. This is...
I'll tell you later, babe. If I tell you where I'm from, you'll know in a second.
Will I? I don't really think I will, but...
No, you would.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay, so this person finds your Instagram and sends you sparkles?
Yeah, I used to tag my location in all my photos because, I don't know, I was in my early 20s. I wanted attention.
Oh, okay. So they were probably looking through just like the geolocation. That's crazy. That is so insane.
Yeah.
Okay. That gives me the ick. I'm like, is it Leonardo DiCaprio?
No.
Okay. So did you know who this person was before they DM'd you?
Everybody knows who this person is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Period. And what did you like? Were you like not gagged or were you just like, what the fuck?
Oh. I was convinced I was being catfished or human trafficked. What are the other?
No, like 100%. And it's so funny, back in the day when like AIM was a thing, if you don't know, Google it. It's like the best thing that ever happened. But I would like look up celebrities' screen names on the internet, and then I would type them in and like be their friend and talk to them. And it was some rando. Like, I was so convinced. I was like, oh my God, I'm DMing Ashley Tisdale right now.
I used to have a girl's like dress up website, and I did the same shit. I thought they had accounts on this fucking like Stardoll website.
Oh my God, Stardoll?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Girl, incredible. Sorry, I could talk about this for days. We need to get back to the topic at hand.
Yes.
Okay, so what happens?
He DMs me. I think I'm being actively trafficked. So when he asks me to hang out with him, I say why.
Vibes. Vibes. Say
literally
less.
Just strictly why. And then I get a series of the cringiest voicemails you will ever hear, like voice notes on Instagram DM.
Did you record? Did you save them?
I have all of it. I have all of it.
That is so iconic, babe. Wow. Oh my God.
The DMs are all still there.
Oh, my editor, Justin, will take this out. Can you tell me who it is? Who?
I'm from.
Oh. Oh.
That's why I said if I told you where I was from, you would know in a second.
Oh my God, I'm dead. Okay, got it. Got it. Got it.
Yeah.
All right, so where were we in the story?
Voice notes.
Oh God, the way I want you to play one right now, but I'm not going to make you do it. I can't believe they're all still there. I'm so glad you have this saved.
They're all still there. I check all the time.
You're like, I listen to them every night. They tuck me in every night.
They make me feel better when I'm sad.
Oh my God. So did you do it?
I didn't do anything. He begged me to meet me. One day I'm telling you, this man harassed me for a long time. I think he just doesn't like the word no.
Well.
So eventually I said, sure, whatever. Come meet me. He does. Very odd night of my life. Whatever. Offers me money for activities repeatedly.
Like how much money? Like how much money?
Lots. As much as I wanted.
Girl. Girl. I mean like.
I know.
Girl. Oh my God. You are stronger than I. Corinthians 11:12. Because what the fuck?
I just think I like saying no to men and it gets me in bad places.
No, I get that. And like, I respect you. Don't get it twisty. But like, fuck. Quite literally.
He still gave me money.
How much money?
10K.
Okay, period. I mean, like, girl, you fumbled the bag so hard.
I know.
When all you had to do is just squeeze his.
I know, but it was so weird.
Okay, so where does the gimp mask come in?
Okay, so after we hung out one time. He wanted to hang out again. No word of a lie, I did a lot of shrooms that day, and I told him I was too high to see.
Honestly, I respect that. Also, like, barf.
Yeah.
But also, like, oh my God, I want to be one of the girls. I'm like, wait, this sounds so fun.
There's thousands of us. I didn't want to be another one.
I mean, but girl, I mean, I really do respect you for, but like, fuck, you told me who it was and we're not putting it in. But like,
no, I know.
He would have paid.
Oh, I know. And honestly, like, I feel like I was too caught up in the bit because I thought it'd be funnier if I was the only one that ever said no.
And were you?
Yeah.
Honestly, okay.
Shocked this man was.
You redeemed yourself with that, but I mean, like, that doesn't hit as good as a $500,000 check in the account.
I needed the money. I know. I regret it every day. It was 2 years ago. I think about it all the time.
Oh, my God. So he DMs you again, and you're on shrooms.
No, at this point, I have his phone number.
Oh, at this point?
He texts me every single day.
Oh, my God. You're on a...
Yeah.
Oh my God, girl.
What? Text and FaceTime basis.
You were FaceTiming him?
Only twice, but he used to, he goes to a lot of restaurants by himself because he's a lonely freak, and he would FaceTime me to cheers me every time he had a glass of wine.
This is like.
Trust me.
Girl, like, I I could, like, oh my God, I'm this is so much fucking funnier knowing who this is.
I know. I was going to tell you.
I'm sorry to, like, torture the viewers and listeners.
He's going
to
come back screaming.
Okay, so you guys texted and FaceTimed every day, but only...
Well, he texted me every day and sent me voice notes about how hard his life was because he didn't have friends, blah, blah, blah.
Oh my God. Okay, why is that low-key me? I'm like... wait a second. I'm laughing, but I'm relating.
No, me too.
Oh my God.
Baby. But then, I'm like, full disclosure, I am like a little bit of like a goth bitch. And things feel like this makes the next part make sense.
You're a little bit of a what bitch?
Goth, full tattooed, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
all
goth.
This shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Which was, you know, he's meant to. Anyways, he would talk a lot about, Halloween costumes. And me wearing Halloween costumes, because I like Halloween and I go pretty full out. And he was very interested in that.
What?
First
was
stuff.
This during Halloween?
No, but
got it.
He followed one of my Finstas. So.
Oh my God, you guys really got to know each other.
It was crazy. No, it's actually fucking crazy. Yeah, because I used to post a bunch of dating app messages I got from men. I had an entire Finsta dedicated to it because fucking these men, you know. He really wanted to see. So he was like, oh my God, you're really good doing makeup. Do you think you could ever like do that for me? I was like,
wait, he wanted you to do his makeup?
Yes, and my makeup. And then, yeah.
And then
Yeah.
Or like go shopping. Yeah.
No. He wanted to go to Walmart specifically, buy a bunch of random shit, supplies. Still don't know what he meant. Then do our makeup and then fuck.
What the fuck? That's actually insane.
Yeah. And then there was this one night I was with one, my best friend. We were at a bar. I get a text screenshot of the Google search like image results for GIMP masks. And he was like, thoughts?
And did you say yeah? Like, what the fuck?
I said, what? And he said, are they, do you have good or bad thoughts? I was like, I don't know what's going on. He's like, could you know what's going on if I offered you compensation? Nope.
He said, you know what's going on if I offer compensation?
Pretty much, yeah. He said, what if I gave you money? I said, girl.
And you said, no, I'm not wearing the GIMP mask. And is that when you stopped communication?
No, he continued. I swear I was emotional support for a long time. He messaged me over and over, whatever, for on and off for another couple months. Then on the Finsta that he followed, I posted like a weight loss journey update.
Okay.
He didn't like that. He did not like that.
How do you know that? Did he send you a voice memo?
No, he sent me my own post with a thumbs down, and then I never heard from him again.
Oh my God. He's like, you're not fat anymore. I'm good.
Yes. That's what he likes.
I mean, like, honestly, come on, body positivity. while also body shaming.
That's, I know. He was like, ew, actually.
That's crazy work. Wow. But that makes sense, honestly.
No.
Whoa. Okay, the army of y'all that are out there need to come together and write a book. The way I would come out of reading retirement to crack that thing open.
I know. I don't know about everyone else, but I find nothing.
Oh my God. Wouldn't it be so gaggy if you just said it at the end of this?
I'm going to get fought.
No, I know.
Tell my phone number.
No, I know.
Imagine. I mean,
your phone's number isn't on the show.
Yeah, that's funny. I don't care. Ah! I find nothing.
I'm obsessed. Whoa, you didn't sign anything. Damn, okay.
Yeah, nothing at all.
You really could be writing this fucking book, spearheading this cause.
I should. I'm going to find my sisters.
Your chosen family. That's
literally
so,
like your chosen family.
That's so crazy. You didn't choose it, but it was chosen for you.
It really was.
Whoa, girl, that, like, this scratched all of the rotted places of my brain that I'm like obsessed with. Thank you so much.
I knew I had to tell you the story. I knew.
And let me tell you once again, today, the pleasure is all mine. Like, truly, the...
You're so welcome.
I am honored. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I will talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Y'all, I wish you could know who that is so badly, but I need y'all to know that you can trust me, and therapist-patient confidentiality is real, okay? So respect that. Alrighty, that brings us to the end of the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I had so much fun recording this. And, like, thank you to everybody who was a part of it today. Like, nothing but mad love to y'all. If you enjoyed it as much as I did, be sure to go rate it 5 stars and leave a review and subscribe while you're there. And if you like video podcasts, just a reminder to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you're watching on YouTube, hey, thumbs this up. Alrighty, I am on the way over to the Chris vs. the People after show over on Patreon, where we are going to get into quite a phone call that I'm semi-dreading having to make. But oof, if you're a part of the after show, I'll see you on over there. But if not, I will see you next week. Goodbye.